You are listening to the audio production of The Hearts We Mend by Catherine Springer, published by Zondervan and read by Jill Blackwood.
To God, Master Builder, Restorer, and Multiplier of Loaves and Fishes, to you be the glory, always. Chapter 1. You're up next, Evie. Then you can check karaoke off your list. Evie Bennett had a lot of lists. Karaoke wasn't on any of them. Neither were bachelorette parties, and yet here she was, watching Rain and Genevieve Lightly strut around the living room of their trailer, belting out the lyrics to Taylor Swift's Shake It Off. Jin had shown up at her door that morning while Evie was bundling Jordan almonds and mints into little bags made of cream-colored tulle. The firefighters at 2nd Street Station had decided to host an informal get-together for Cody, so Jin thought it would be nice if she and Evie did something special for the bride-to-be, too. Evie had hesitated, wondering how she could possibly squeeze one more thing into a day already packed with last-minute wedding details. "What did you have in mind?" she'd asked cautiously. "Oh, the usual," Jin shrugged. "Texas Hold'em, Jell-O shots." 5 months ago, Evie might have believed her. Rain bounded over to the karaoke machine, her loose-fitting sundress no longer able to disguise the rounded curve of her belly. "80s or golden oldies?" She shot a mischievous grin over her shoulder. "Wait, isn't that the same thing?" It was one of those moments when Evie understood why Cody, her sensitive, serious son, had proposed to this girl. She just wished they were older. An argument that hadn't taken Evie very far, considering that she and Max had gotten married before the ink was barely dry on their high school diplomas, and welcomed Cody Maxwell Bennett into the world 11 months later. The opening notes of the Turtles' Happy Together began to play, and the plastic microphone swept up Evie's sigh and funneled it through the speakers. Max was the one who'd loved this kind of stuff. A familiar ache spread through Evie as she started to sing the words unfolding across the screen. She'd become adept at multitasking over the past 13 years, missing Max while handling all the little tasks that required her attention throughout the day. Jin grabbed the remote control from the TV, holding it like a microphone in one hand while she flipped a glossy curtain of mahogany hair over her shoulder with the other and joined Evie on the chorus. "Come on, shake those hips!" Jin demonstrated, and two thoughts collided in Evie's head. She envied the woman's ability to surrender to the beat of the music and thought that it would be easier to shake her hips if she actually had some. Still, she made a half-hearted attempt, and Jin laughed. "Come on, Rain, let's show the girl how it's done." Rain plucked a soup ladle from the bouquet of kitchen utensils on the counter and looped her arm around Evie's waist. Sandwiched between them like a rocket, Evie tried to mimic their synchronized moves. Knee up, kick out. She could only imagine what the women on her ministry team would say if they saw her. "This looks way more fun than basketball." Evie whirled around and almost dropped the microphone. Dan Moretti and Cody stood in the doorway, the grins on their faces proof they'd been there long enough to witness the performance. "Hey, this is the girls' only party," Rain complained. Cody held up a red and white cardboard box from Cicero's. "We brought pizza."
"What kind?"
"Deluxe, no mushrooms."
"Yes!"
Rain abandoned the chorus line and danced across the room to Cody's side.
"The golden ticket."
"I told you it would work." Dan sauntered in, his eyes fixed on Jin. They weren't as openly affectionate as the teenagers, but Evie saw the look that passed between them, the hint of color that stole into Genevieve's cheeks when Dan reached for her hand. Their relationship was brand new, but Evie had no doubt that Dan and Genevieve would be the next couple walking down the aisle. She was happy for Dan. Really, she was. But over the past few months, their friendship, the one forged in the Moretti's sandbox when she and Dan were 3 years old, had been undergoing a subtle change, too.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?